Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the last thing Jesus tells Luisa is, you are the echo of my life. Now, this is important. A lot of times people tell me they're going to write a prayer in the divine will. And they write the prayer and they go, what do you think? And I go, well, that's a nice prayer. It's a holy prayer. It's a saintly prayer, but it's not the divine will. They go, oh, yes, it is. I'm talking about Luisa. I'm talking about Jesus. No, we have to be the echo of Jesus's life. That's why the echo book is so important. It's all the prayers that Jesus taught Luisa. It's not Luisa making up the prayer. It's what Jesus taught Luisa. And so when we want a prayer in the divine will, go and listen to what Jesus said to become the echo of his life, not a saintly life, not a good life, not a holy life, but the divine life. There is a great distinction between saintly prayers and divine will prayers. So some people say, well, St. Teresa of Avila said this and St. John of the Cross said this, and this is divine will. No, it's close. But the one who was taught the divine will is Luisa. By whom? Jesus and Mary. This echo of Jesus's life is what we have to begin. And I know we love the saints. I have some people say, I can't give up the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints are so important to me. Well, they're beautiful. They're wonderful. But Jesus is saying, I want you to learn how to pray the way I prayed. Not the saint's interpretation, not the saint's inspiration, but to pray the way Jesus prayed. That's why the echo book is so important. Because what happens is, becoming the echo, he says, you pray not only in the present time, but also in the future time. Because your prayer that Jesus is praying in you remains in the act of my divine will. So volume 12, 1, 15, 19, 20. Therefore, my daughter, the strict necessity. He's teaching us. He's asking us to begin to obey. The strict necessity for the soul who wants to love, repair, substitutes for all mankind. Not just for your family, not just for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. Why? To live life, this divine life of Jesus and Mary, what's in my divine will, where everything springs in this, everything springs, things multiply for as many as are needed. They remain all coined with a divine imprint, and this divine imprint forms other fonts whose waves rise so high that in pouring down, they flood everything and do good for everyone, past, present, and future. Now let's think of a great saint, Mother Teresa. She spent 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. She had everything in order. And then she spent 5 hours on the street, bringing in the children, one by one, bringing in the children of the divine will into the orphanages for a place to die with dignity. In the divine will, Jesus says, you bring everyone in, not just one at a time. You see the difference. The great difference is in the divine will, you're in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. You're repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything. Why? So the kingdom can be ready. So that the earth is ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Volume 12, 5, 24, 19, 20. My daughter, the acts done in my divine will, leave the human acts behind. Do you see? Mother Teresa brought in one soul at a time. It's beautiful, but it's one at a time. The acts done in my divine will, leave the human way behind and identify themselves with my divine acts. Jesus is doing it in us. That's why he says, you become the echo of my life. And they rise up even to heaven to circulate and everyone embrace all centuries, all points, all creatures, and rising to my defense. It's to give God all the glory and honor and praise that he so rightly deserves. They shall make the reparations counter to the great offenses that creatures give to God. These acts done in my divine will have the virtue of multiplying themselves according to the need and the circumstances that my glory requires. See, why did God breathe into Adam? So that Adam could share in divinity. All the glory. What do the angels and saints do in heaven? They praise God. They worship God. They glorify God. They adore God. As God rightly deserves. That's heaven. So Jesus says, I want you to begin to live heaven on earth now. What? By doing what? Adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, glorifying and worshiping. Where's the sadness in that? Where's the self? Look what I'm going through. Where's that? It's not there. It can't be there. It's peace, joy, and happiness. We're praising God and loving God and glorifying God as God rightly deserves. This is what God is doing. What shall be the happiness of the soul when the soul finds herself up there in heaven and sees her acts done in my divine will as defenders of my throne, having the continuous echo, the echo of God, of reparation that Jesus did, that Mary did, and shall reject the echo of all the offenses that comes from the earth, all the stench that comes from the earth. 5:12, 6:22, 19:20. I was bringing the whole human family to my sweet Jesus. Exactly. That's our life. We bring all, not just our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, but all of humanity. From Adam to the last, we bring everyone to the throne of God. Do you see why this is the divine will? This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did. I mean, if you think of St. Monica, she prayed bitter tears over her son. We do that for all mankind. I was bringing the whole human family to my sweet Jesus according to my usual way. And again, that's fusing yourself with God, praying, repairing, substituting in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future for what each soul is obliged to do for the glory of God. This is the divine masterpiece. But while I was doing this, I thought, a thought told me, think and pray for yourself. this is funny. Don't you see in what a pitiful state you have reduced yourself? My daughter, why do you want to move away from my likeness? Jesus, see now that's, there's three voices. There's God's voice who he says, you know, I'm bringing you to become my divine masterpiece. Then there's the devil's voice who says, you know, what you're doing is wrong. You're no good. You're this, you're that. You've done this, you've done that. Do you think God can forgive you? And then there's our voice. Well, what am I supposed to do? All three voices sound the same, but we have to distinguish those voices by what is being said. Here, think and pray for yourself. This is selfishness. Don't you see what a pitiful state you have reduced yourself? That's the evil one. Our thing is, do you think I should do this? I'm not sure if I should do this. I'm pretty sure. What should I be doing? Maybe I should be doing this. It's this confusion. And then there's God's voice. This is what I have planned for you. This is what I want for you. That's why we read the Book of Heaven. Jesus is speaking to us every day. He's leading us. He's guiding us. He's directing us to himself, to share in divinity. And so what does Jesus say? My daughter, why do you want to move away from my divine likeness? Jesus didn't think about himself. I never thought about myself. I did nothing for myself. I did and suffered everything for mankind. And then he says, will you be willing to do this? Will you be willing to be like me and my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve? 5:13, 5:1, 19:21. Now the soul who lives in my divine will also has the power to give life to good and give death to evil. This is what's great. This is what's spectacular. See, when Adam ate of the fruit of the tree, like I said, he didn't know right from wrong. at that point. They're confused. What the divine will does is gives life to goodness, to sanctity, and gives death to evil, to the stench. It goes away. In the divine immensity, the soul finds itself in the past, and wherever there is voids, my glory, offenses not repaired, love not given to me, that soul in the divine will fills the voids of my glory. Let's think of your family. Let's just think of your family. Your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, your great-great-great-great-grandparents. The voids of love that were there. And we're not condemning, but he says you can fill those voids not only for your family, but for all mankind. She makes for me the most beautiful reparations. That soul living in the divine will gives me the love for all mankind, not only for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. In my divine will, this soul diffuses herself in the present. Okay? Diffuses. Okay? She says, I don't want to just be here. I want to bring healing in all the past. I want to bring healing to all the future. That's what Jesus did. She says, gives me love for everyone. In my divine will, she diffuses herself in the present. She extends herself to future centuries. And everywhere and for everyone, she gives me, God, that which creation owes me. Oh, this is Vine 13, 9, 6, 22, 21. Oh, how many mockeries they make of me. You pray, you repair for these mockeries that grieve me so much, that are the cause of my not being known for who I am. He uses God's name. Do you see? Everything's being repaired. Everything's being redone. Why? So the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is the, Jesus says, is the apostolates of apostolates. This is everything that the saints would want to be doing if they were alive. To repair for the return of Christ. To repair for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Why did Jesus say to St. Faustina, the final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return is divine mercy. Divine mercy prepares us for divine will. And as we enter into this gift, reading, studying, and putting this in practice, the world's being prepared for the return of Jesus, the triumph of Christ's return. This is what's happening. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus explains to Louisa, is the divine will. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the divine will. The illumination of conscience is the divine will. Everything is ready for what God is going to do. How can you be sad? How can you be thinking about yourself? It's all for the glory of God. This is what God has planned. Volume 13, 10, 16, 19, 21. As I was conceived and my holy humanity was formed, I, Jesus, made all creatures be reborn in me. Okay. So in my holy humanity, as they were being reborn in me, I, God, felt all of their distinct acts. In my mind, I contained each thought of the creature, good and evil. The evil ones, then, I, God, repaired. I, God, made penance for them. I, God, multiplied my thoughts to infinity in order to give to the Father all the glory that each thought of creatures should give to God, must give to God. In my gazes, in my words, in my hands, in my feet, and even in my sacred heart, I contain the gazes, the words, the works, the steps, the hearts of each person on earth, past, present, and future, being reborn in God. Repaired. Everything remained confirmed in the sanctity of my holy humanity. Everything was repaired. And for each offense I suffered a special pain. And having made all of them being reborn in me, I, God, carried them within me through the whole course of my life. That's what Jesus is teaching us. to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. Volume 13, 12, 15, 19, 21. The mere not having the aim at my divine will is to throw mud over the most beautiful works of God. And then mere moving from one's origin deserves a penalty. So Jesus is saying, your life is one with him. And not living in the divine will throws mud over God's most beautiful works. That's us. And then the mere moving from one's origin, image and likeness of God, that's what God has given us. That's our origin, deserves a penalty. That's why we're in our condition at this point. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on Calvary. She was with Jesus on Calvary. And now Jesus says, now is the time for sanctification. So he says, creation was issued on the wings of my volition, and upon those same wings, I, God, wanted to return back to me. But I wait in vain. And here is why everything is a disorder and confusion. Therefore, come into my divine will to give back to me, in the name of all mankind, reparation for such great disorder. See, it's repairing and redoing. That's our job. How can you be sad? This is glorious. Volume 13, 2, 6, 22. My daughter, the souls who live in my divine will are the tiny little wheels that rotate within the great wheel of eternity. We're participating in God. We're returning to God's image and likeness. My divine will is the motion and the life of the wheel of endless eternity. And as the souls enter into my divine will to pray, to love, to operate as Jesus did, as Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve, the wheel of eternity makes them go around. Now, these are our rounds that Jesus is asking us to pray. If you haven't begun to pray the rounds, pray the rounds. I love the Easter Pentecost rounds. They're so powerful. All the rounds are beautiful. But when I read the Easter Pentecost prayers, it's ecstasy. You can't be the same anymore when you learn how to pray the rounds. The wheels of eternity make them go around. This rounds of prayer with its interminable circumference. And since in that wheel, they find everything that has been done and must be done, and everything that should be done but is not done, they rotate. This is our prayer. We are repairing and redoing in the divine will. They cast a light in a divine waves into what has been done and must be done, giving divine honor back to their creator in the name of every human being, past, present, and future. And they then redo what has not been done by creatures. This is why this is called the Apostle of Apostolates, the Mission of Missions. Jesus says, this is the greatest thing that was given to mankind, to share in the divinity of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Volume 14, 6, 15, 19, 22. See, as you were fusing your thoughts, see, Jesus is explaining this. As you read this, he begins to, okay, you're fusing, you're obeying, you're fusing yourself. Now, as you're fusing yourself, your thoughts, your words, your works, your deeds, your reparations, your little love in my divine will, I, God, extend them. I, God, multiply them. So you see, once you're fused with God, okay, once that happens, God is doing it, not us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. God is doing this. I, God, extend them. I, God, multiply them. And they make themselves an antidote for every thought that ever happened, for each word, every word that was ever spoken, for each work that was ever done, reparation for each offense, love for each love that is due to a God. Due to me, Jesus says. Again, all you do is listen to what Jesus is saying when you read and do it. listen to what Jesus says and begin to live this abundant life. Vine 14, 10, 19, 19, 22. My daughter, my holy humanity lived as though in the center of the eternal sun of my divine will. So the holy humanity lived in the eternal sun of God's divine will. And as it descended, it ascended again back to its center as one single act, carrying all human acts within itself in order to redo them and reorder them according to the will of my Father. Listen, my daughter. This is what Jesus is saying to us. Listen to what I, the Lord God, am telling. In my supreme will, to what I, God, want to make of you and in you. Listen, regenerated in my supreme volition. Okay, this regeneration, this being reborn is what Jesus is saying in my supreme volition. To what I, God, want to make of you. He says, I want to make of you a divine masterpiece. This is God's work, not ours. We say to Jesus, as Our Lady said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you wish. I'm surrendered to you. I am docile to you. I'm submissive to you. This is what he says. Listen, I regenerated in my supreme volition to what I, God, want to make of you and in you. I, God, want to repeat what my holy humanity did in the divine will. But I want your free will united with mine so that you may repeat together with me what I, Jesus, did and what I, Jesus, still do. This is, how can you be sad? You're one with Jesus. Jesus think in my thinking. Jesus speak in my speaking. Jesus dance in my dancing. Jesus sing in my singing. I want you, Lord, to reign in me. I want to fuse myself with you so that you are alive on earth in me. You're gazing in my gazing. You're listening in my listening. You're speaking in my speaking. I don't want to be in charge anymore. This is the victim soul. You're saying, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want the human. I want to enter into the divine. I want you to be alive in me. I want to be regenerated in, with, through, and for you as you are in, with, through, and for me. Vine 15, 3, 27, 19, 23. Alas, how many sorrows in my sacramental life. Pray and repair for the many abuses and the sacrileges that are committed in receiving me in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus said to Louisa, when the churches close, this is what happened this past couple years. Jesus says, I am closing them. I'm tired of the sacrileges. I'm tired of the indifferences. I'm tired of being ignored. He says, it's not the bishops, it's not the priests. I am closing them. This is what he says. Please pray, repair for the many abuses, the many sacrileges that are committed in receiving me in the Holy Eucharist. Did you know that if a priest drops the host, that's a sacrilege, whether it was intentional or not? And he has to confess that. It's just when you drop a particle of the Eucharist on the ground, that's a sacrilege. Jesus says, how many sorrows in my sacramental life. Pray and repair for the many abuses and the sacrileges that are committed in receiving me in the Eucharist. Vine 15, 4, 21, 23. It is true revolution that is hidden under these masks. These are the words of Jesus 100 years ago. It is true revolution that is hidden under these masks. And I, God, remain always the God offended, both by the evil and the pretend a shade of piety in order to strengthen their party and therefore do graver evil and by people from the church who have a false piety themselves, who are no longer good for drawing the people to follow me, Jesus. On the contrary, it is the peoples that carry them away. Can there be a sadder time than this? What's he talking about? What's Jesus talking about 100 years ago? He's talking about today. Can there be a sadder time than this? Pretense is the ugliest sin and the one that wounds my sacred heart. Therefore, pray and repair. So Jesus is showing us what we're supposed to be doing at this time. Praying in the divine will, repairing in the divine will. 5:16, 8:13, 19:23. The Virgin, Queen of all, was given the office to bind again, to cement, to place herself in relations with the divine will of her Creator in order to repair the first split of the first creature, a woman. The first, a woman. The second, a woman. Eve, and now the new Eve, Mary. She was precisely the one who, by binding her human will to our divine will, gave back to us, Triune God, the honor, the decorum, the subjection, and the rights of all of creation back to mankind. And my holy humanity, Jesus says, that never separated from my divinity. Upon this seed of my own divine will, what I found in my divine mother formed the great plane of the human will in the divine will. Everything has been reordered. First through redemption, and now 2,000 years later through sanctification. My human will united to the divine. There was no human act that I, God, did not place in relation with the supreme will. With the divine will, I, God, was aware of all the acts of all human generations. With the human will, I, God, kept repairing them and bound them to the eternal volition of God. So this is the life of Jesus and Mary. This is what God is inviting us to. Not a saintly life, not a good life, not a holy life, but the divine life of Jesus and Mary reigning in us. 5:16, 11:15, 19:23. Therefore, your task is to embrace all human generations. Okay, what's the task of the divine will? Your family? No, it's not to repair your family. It's to repair all human generations. This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did. And this is what God is asking of us. In order to receive all the acts of the supreme will that all mankind rejected, everything's being replaced. Everything's being renewed. Everything's being repaired together with all the goods it contained. And it wants that the acts of its volition destined for each soul receive reparation. We're repairing, we're redoing. And not only this, but it wants someone who with love wants to receive its happiness and what it contains. That's what God is offering us. That's what Louisa did. She's the someone. And Jesus says now to us, link yourself with Louisa and you also can receive all the love, all the happiness that the divine will contains. We also can participate in this if we forget about ourselves. That's why I keep on saying, you got to get rid of the word I. You know, it's when people call, I basically say to them, I use the word I. You should only use the word I when you're going to confession. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. But when I say to someone, what did you do? I don't have to say another word. It's all, I did this and I did that. And then I did this and then I did that. And then I did this, I did that. Jesus says that has to be forgotten. The I has to be forgotten. The me, the my has to be forgotten. It should be all for the glory of God. praising God, loving God, thanking God. And I remember saying to this one person, you know, your whole hour of talk has been about yourself and what you thought, what you said, what you did. Can you talk without using the word I? She couldn't begin a sentence. Because that was, I shouldn't have said she. She couldn't begin a sentence. Why? It was all about herself. Her holiness, her goodness, how she prayed, how she lived, how she... It's our focus has to be on Jesus. What he is going to do. What he wants for us. How he wants us to live. And that's what's so beautiful. And I, Jesus, my love, how can I do this? I am too little. I am too bad. I am the bad little one, and you know it. If we think we're pretty good at something, there's something wrong. It's all, see, even our talent is given to us by an angel. We are really born with nothing. If we have any talent, it's an angelic talent, whether it's musical or scientific or, you know, mathematic, it's an angel. And when we pray to our angel, to help us, he gives us more of what God has given to us. He enlightens us to help us understand that what we have is only a gift. We're really nothing. That's why we say, I am nothing, God is everything. It's not how bad I am, how horrible I am, how terrible I am. Yeah, we're sinners. We're all sinners. But how glorious he is. How magnificent he is. So our focus is on God. When it's sunny out, praise God. When it's rainy out, praise God. When it's snowing out, praise God. When it's dry out, praise God. Our delight is in him, not in the situation. So he says, Louisa says, I'm too little. I'm too bad. I'm the bad little one, and you know it. And Jesus says, this is necessary. Just as it was necessary so that I might come to accomplish the redemption, and that the little daughter of ours and my mama Mary take on her task to receive within herself all the acts of our most holy divine will rejected by creatures. Our Lady made them her own. Our Lady welcomed them with decorum. Our Lady loved them, repaired them, and requited them to the point of filling the whole expanse as much as possible for mankind. Repairing and redoing. This is what my mother did, Jesus said. Yes, you are little. We are little. We're nothing. Yet Jesus says this is required. Why? He says, because you're going to take on my life, my mother's life. They are going to do this in us. It's not us. We're just saying, yes, I surrender my human will to you. I use my free will to choose to live in the divine will for you, because this is what you want. God goes, good. Then I'll take care of everything. I mean, even what does Jesus say about the great chastisement where the large majority of humanity will be gone? He says, number one, that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen. And we're going to go through it. Number two, he says, my mother is marking all the little children of the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. Do you believe that? Number three, the children that are marked by my mother, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon them. Do you believe that? And number four, he says, the survivors of this great chastisement would be the little children of the holy divine will. Do you believe it? Those are the words of Jesus to Louisa. I believe it. There's nothing to worry about. God is in charge. God wins. He is our Savior, our King, our Master, our Lord. There is nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be afraid about. There's nothing. We trust in him. That's the final devotion given to the church. Jesus, I trust in you. Because what's the next step? Living in the divine will. I trust you. When we listen to Jesus speak to us, yes, Jesus, I trust you. Write those four things down. The survivors of this great chastisement, will the last one, will be the little children of the holy divine will. Jesus, I trust in you. God's got plans. Psalm 16, 11, 20, 19, 23. My daughter, why do you fear? That's what Jesus says to us. You must not be concerned about the thoughts about facts. What are the facts? Is it perhaps not true that your human will, embracing my most holy divine will, wants to find everyone in order to bind them to my divine will, to retie all the broken bonds between the human will and the divine will, exposing yourself to defend and excuse the creatures, to repair everything so it can be given back to the Creator? The divine, I love you, back to the Creator. What are you fearing? What are you complaining about? What are you negative about? Why are you doing this, Jesus says? Don't you understand what I'm doing, God says to us? 5:16, 11, 24, 19, 23. Our Lady was the prodigy of our will. Our Lady was a prodigy of grace, of beauty, of sanctity. But Our Lady always remained little, so much so that Our Lady would never descend from our arms and taking to heart our defense. She defended us. She repaid all the sorrowful acts of the supreme will. And not only was Our Lady completely in order of our will, but Our Lady made all the acts of creatures her own, absorbing into herself all of our divine will, rejected by mankind. Our Lady repaired the divine will. Our Lady loved the divine will and kept keeping it as though deposited within her virginal heart. She prepared the food of our divine will for all mankind. This first bread for all mankind. Our Lady did it. Our Lady's got great plans. 5:16, 12:6, 19:23. The newborn of my divine will, Luisa Picaretta, you were born in my divine will. And in the divine will do I want you to live. Jesus is saying that to us as well. I want you to be born in the divine will. And that's where I want you to live. No longer in your human misery, thinking about yourself, worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. He says, that's got to stop. Fly, fly in the eternal volition. Fulfill your office. So Jesus has given Luisa an office, and he's given us an office. See what needs to be done between the divinity and mankind. Make your round. Again, pray your rounds. Learn how to do this. Through all human generations and always in my divine will. Otherwise, you, listen to this, otherwise you shall not find them all. You're going to miss some people. You're going to miss some of the ones that God wants us to recognize. And loving, operating, repairing, adoring for everyone, you shall bring yourself before the Supreme Majesty to give it all the love and all the homage of all mankind and of each one, as the true firstborn daughter of our divine will. That's what Luisa has done. And Jesus says, now link yourself to the firstborn daughter of our divine will, Luisa Picaretta, and work with her to bring everything back to God by being peaceful, joyful, and happy. Volume 16, 2 to 8, 1924. I was fusing, again, this is Luisa, all of myself in the holy divine will. We have to learn how to do this with our prevenient act and our actual acts throughout the day. And in doing this, as littlest of all, that's us as well. I place myself at the head of all human generations. We're with Luisa. Even before Adam and Eve were created, we're with Luisa. Before they would sin, I may prepare ahead of them the act of reparation to the divine majesty, because in the divine will, there is neither past nor future. There's neither time nor space. See, what God is doing, he's saying, I want you to enter into the eternal now of God. You can see the main gift that Jesus says he gives to the little children of the holy divine will is to enter into the new era now. There's no past or future. He says the main gift that I give is bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's what Jesus is doing with us, taking us to the future, to the past, where he wants to bring us. But everything is present. And so that being little, I may approach the divine majesty in order to plead with him to do my little acts in his most holy divine will, so as to cover all mankind and all the acts of mankind with his divine will, and therefore be able to bind the human will that is split off from the divine will back to the divine will and make them one again. This is the mission of missions. How can we not be filled with happiness? My little daughter, in my divine will, the little ones must be ahead of everyone. Okay? He saved the best for last. The little ones, the little children of the holy divine will must be the head of all. And even more, inside my womb. See, we go back to the womb of the Father. One who must plead, one who must repair, one who must unify our will, not only with our own, but with those of all mankind, must be near us, triune God, so that united with us, triune God, as to receive all the reflections of the divinity. This is the sixth step in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the kingdom, to receive all the divine qualities of God as much as is possible for a human to possess. In order to copy them within herself, she must have a thought that may be the thought of everyone, past, present, and future, a word, a work, a step, a love that may be of all mankind and for all mankind. It's not about just your family. And since our will envelops everyone, may that thought of yours, that in our most holy divine will, be the thought of all mankind. And that act, that love, that shines in each thought, each word, each act of all human generations, and in the power of our divine will, that they may become antidotes, defenders, lovers, operators of this great gift. This becomes our life. The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, becomes our life. Volume 17, 8, 9, 19, 24. My daughter, extend your arms together with me. That's like this. That's what Jesus taught Saint Faustina. It's to be one with Christ crucified. This is the victimhood. In my holy divine will, to repair for the many who extend their works in the human will that forms for them the net of all evils, to hurl them into the eternal abyss, and to prevent my divine justice from pouring itself out upon them in order to vent its just fury. In fact, when the creatures extend herself in my divine will to offer and to suffer one with God, my divine justice feels touched by the creature. With what? With the power of my divine will. And it ceases its just rigors. It is a divine vein that the creature makes flow between God and the human family. And because of that, my divine justice cannot help having regard for poor humanity. Everything's being repaired. Everything's being redone. Volume 17, 122, 1925. Then in looking at Jesus, I could see his intelligence more than a sun. And all the thoughts of Jesus, like many rays that came out of that sun and extending, covering all mankind through all creatures, past, present, and future. And these rays of light were traveling in order to take, as though in their power, all created intelligences and substitute for them as perennial glory to the Father, the complete reparation for everything and the impetration of all goods and all created intelligences. Everything's being repaired. The bride's dress is being cleaned. The bride's dress is being ironed. Why? For the return of Jesus. Everything's being ready. My daughter, these rays cover everyone and everything, and I at each instant cover each thought, each word, and each act of all creatures, and constituted myself perennial glory to my Father for each thought, word, and deed, and act, etc., of all human generations. While rising to the celestial Father, this light descended to take as thought in its power all human acts in order to illuminate them. What's the illumination of conscience? To warm them and repair them. So over each human act covers a divine light that wants to do good to it continuously in me, doing this as though natural. That's what's going to happen again. This is how Adam lived. You, my daughter, do not have this power. We don't have this power. Humans don't have this power to make one single act out of all acts as I did. Therefore, in my divine will, you shall make your round. Again, the rounds are essential. Through each ray, each one by one, little by little, you shall follow the same path as of my holy humanity. This is what's coming. Then we get to the point where the priest puts a drop of water into the chalice. Once we follow the same path as Jesus' holy humanity, then we can share in divinity. This is what's coming. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes.